It's time for the Millionaires Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I'm back. I am back. It feels so good to be here with you today. I have a continuation of what we started to talk about on another program. It was so had so many steps to deal with that I didn't get to get through it all. And so everybody tweeted and emailed and went through social media, and I got many inbox messages, and I'm going to open up the phone lines today as well. So get your fingers ready to dial 312-374-8130. You may as well get your questions ready now, because I am talking about the real deal about your credit part two, because this is a thing that we have to master. We have to master the system. The system certainly is not set up for us to win, but it certainly doesn't mean we can't learn the game. Let me repeat, the system is not set up for us to win. And when I say us, I mean everybody. Let me tell you something. Poor has no color. I know you think it does. And I certainly am not discounting that there are people who have been marginalized as well as discriminated against. And I know that one of the reasons why African Americans and Hispanics are approaching a zero net worth over the next decade or so is because we were not given access to home ownership during the time when it really mattered. There was steering and all kinds of discrimination taking place that kept people of color, particularly African Americans and Hispanics, from getting access to home ownership at a time when the prices were low and they could sell high and create an asset in their lives for themselves and their families. So with that said, I still say just because the game is supposed to be stacked against you doesn't mean you shouldn't learn the rules. As a matter of fact, I talk a little bit about Monopoly as really a strategy for life. And I remember the first time I played Monopoly with my daughter. She's like a math genius. And my husband, and I whooped him so bad, the baby went to bed crying because, you know, they thought they could beat me in the game. I'm like, first of all, I am the real deal in real estate. I'm the mortgage guru and all of that stuff. So if I can't beat y'all in a game of Monopoly, something is really, really, really wrong. So I whooped them in Monopoly, but over time in playing them, and they'd get the whole family together. So anytime we had a gathering at Grandma B's place, or she came to my place, or all the friends and family were around for any holiday, the whole goal and mission of everybody's day was to beat Lynn Richardson in Monopoly. That was everybody's goal, and everybody, they didn't really gang up. I don't know if they had a little side strategy going on, but at some point, they finally did get me off the table. So my point to you is you got to learn the game. You must learn the game. And if you want to go to the next level, unless you have a sugar daddy or what I call a splendor daddy, he don't have enough sugar. He's trying to be a sugar daddy, but he don't have enough money to do it. So unless you have a sugar daddy or a splendor daddy, or a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, or you have the winning lottery ticket, chances are you're going to need credit at some point to expand your empire. And certainly, I believe in the debt freedom movement. I absolutely believe in being debt free. But being debt free does not mean you should be free of access to credit. And the only way to have access to credit is to actually use it. Credit is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you will lose it. If you do not have any credit, it becomes difficult for your score to increase. So I want everybody to get pen and paper. I want you to tell everybody you know to follow me at Lynn Millionaire. I want you to tell them to go to LynnMillionaire.com and click Listen Live so that they can get these tools to handle the game. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about with credit is business credit, because I have a ton of people who are trying to get business credit. And if you know anything about getting a business loan, if you've ever tried, then you know it's close to impossible. I mean, you are more likely to fly off the back of a plane with a shoestring and not, you know, get swept away than you are to get a business loan. It's a very complicated process. It's a very detailed process. And as a matter of fact, if you have a business and you claim deductions, then your net income is taken into consideration. However, because I was able to help this particular VIP increase her credit score, but not only was I able to help her increase her credit score, I was able to help her consolidate her cash flow, meaning she was able to show that she had cash flow coming in consistently. So anybody who's in a cash business, I don't want you taking your cash and then buying a pack of gum. I don't want you taking your cash and then treating people out to lunch. I don't want you taking your cash and then spending it and then pocketing it and putting the rest in the bank, if any at all. That's what a lot of people do who make cash. If you earn cash, put it in the bank. And I know you don't want to put it in the bank because you don't want to pay taxes. But I'm going to tell you, you cannot beat this system by avoiding it. You can only beat this system by participating in it. You have to participate in the system, and then I'm going to teach you the game and the strategy so you can win. So because she took all of her cash flow, she was already putting it in the bank, but it was in this account and that account and that account. And there were residuals from being an entertainer and an actress and a musician and all of these things. I consolidated everything. I was able to walk her into a bank. She was able to get a much needed, very, very high, close to six-figure business loan in order to expand her enterprise. And she was able to do that without showing any bank statements. But that credit score is what, I'm sorry, she was able to do that without showing any tax returns. Okay, no tax returns. She was able to show 12 months of bank statements and a credit score and walk away with a very big loan. But you can't do that if you're not in the game. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, saying hey to everybody on Facebook and Instagram. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm looking at these cameras in here, and this one over here is going crazy. It has me looking like Bugs Bunny and then some other stuff. It's this little Snapchat thing going on. and it's incredibly entertaining. So if I sound like I'm veering off for a moment, I'm just trying to figure out who is that on the video. It's supposed to be me. And it's all these different faces showing up. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. And so we are talking about the real deal about your credit. And I have to say this. I have to share this from yesterday before I go into today's list. When you are experiencing financial chaos, your primary goal is to be free of debt. This requires discipline and structure. You may rebel against the notion of discipline because it feels as if you are being punished, but you must realize that you are punishing yourself. When you live beyond your means, if you spend without a budget, if you live without a plan, you are punishing yourself and your creditors. When you are in debt, spending money without discipline means you are spending other people's money. That was the game changer for me. I remember reading this, and it's an excerpt from Acts of Faith by Iyanla Van Zandt. I remember reading this back in 1998, and I filed bankruptcy shortly thereafter in 1999. I filed a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and I paid off all of my debts in that Chapter 13. That Chapter 13 was later discharged, and it made me stop in my tracks because it's true. I had been getting credit cards since college and not paying anybody. So what I want you to understand about not paying your credit card debt or any debt when you sign and you promise to pay, I was literally going into the department store, signing a piece of paper to say I would pay them on the due date when promised, and when that due date came, I did not pay. That meant I just stole everything that I had in my possession. That's really what it means. And it was a game changer for me, and I hope it's a game changer for you. But there's good news. You are withholding from the flow. You are blocking your abundance. If lack of discipline put you in debt, only discipline will get you out. As hard as it may be, as unfair as it may seem, your money is not your money when you are in debt. When you owe other people money, it's their money. It's not your money. Give what you have to those whom you owe if you want your money to be rightfully yours. And my number one credit rule is to treat your creditors as you'd have your debtors treat you. And this is the example I use. Remember the last time Pookie called you to borrow $50 and promised to pay you back on Friday? And when Friday rolled around, you haven't heard from Pookie. And as a matter of fact, when you call Pookie on the cell phone that your $50 helped keep on, he don't answer the phone. But everybody else who you know, who knows Pookie, has talked to Pookie. So now you want to kill him. And what do you say? It's not the money. It's the principle. And that's the point. Had he called you and said he couldn't pay, something came up, his check was short, which is probably what happens when people can't pay, it's because they don't have the money. Now, yes, there's some irresponsibility attached to that because of the situation that they got in, and sometimes it's not irresponsibility. But let me tell you the number one thing that shows up when people cannot pay, and I need you to be aware of this. The number one thing that shows up is pride. Pride simply means you have decided to let your ego outweigh your wisdom. Pride simply means that you have decided to let your ego be bigger than your wisdom. And in the Bible, in Ezekiel 28, it talks about the enemy and it says your beauty corrupted your wisdom. And so that's why they say pride comes before destruction. They don't say lying comes before destruction. They don't say killing comes before destruction. They don't say, you know, cheating comes before destruction. It says pride comes before destruction, because once pride sets in, there is no intelligent decision made after pride. So when people cannot pay, pride sets in. Now, pride shows up in two different ways, because sometimes it shows up as shame, which is still pride, okay? Let me give you this example. Arrogance says, I'm going to let everybody think I'm up here when I'm really down here, okay? I'm going to let everybody think I'm up there when I'm really down here. Shame says, I'm all the way down here, and I don't want people to know I'm up there. In both situations, your position or your posture is low, and where you think you should be is high, and it's all a trick. So pride and shame is all the same. And when you cannot pay, I want you to pick up your intelligence and your wisdom and your know-how and your stick-to-itiveness, and I want you to deal with what you have in front of you. So in the same way, had Pookie called and said, I can't pay you, that's what I want you to do. If you can't call your creditors, call them and say, I can't pay. You have no idea what they may do to help you in a situation. I know I used to get a deferment on my car loan every year. I did. I'm just telling you the truth. I was living check to Monday. After the recession fell apart, I mean, I just would call, and they would allow me to skip three, sometimes four payments. And so those three payments would allow me to be in a position to get back on my feet. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
An exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, Talk of Chicago. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you. And today we are talking about the real deal about your credit. Number one, check your credit reports at least once a year. You cannot fix what you will not face. Dispute anything that's inaccurate, and I would say sign up for a monthly credit monitoring service if you can afford to do so. And write it off as a business expense because you are making sure that your credit stays intact so that you can expand your home-based business. That's my rationale in writing it off as a part of my business expenses. Because remember, I write off everything. I pay my children to work in my home-based business. So the money that I would normally give them for the things that I'm going to pay for anyway, it's now a tax write-off to me. That's $12,000 per child. My cell phone bill, that's $3,000-$4,000 a year because it's roughly $300-$400 a month for the phones that I have in my family. I should say that's $3,000-$4,000 a year in tax write-offs. I write off the mileage, car expenses, travel, I write off every single possible thing that I can. Meals, when I go out to eat, I discuss business. I don't go out to have meals for personal reasons with anybody. Now, we may have a personal conversation when we in the middle of discussing business, but it's always with the intent of business. So that's a tax write-off to you if you want to run your business like a business and document things properly. Number two, make sure your credit is reported under a consistent name. Number three, if you are not married, be cautious when applying for joint accounts or co-signing for others. Number four, be careful about adding your name as an authorized buyer to other people's for other people. In most cases, those accounts will show up on your credit as well. But I do allow my children to be authorized users on my accounts so they can then be in position to have credit. So both my youngest daughters, when they both went to college, right out the gate, they were in a position to be able to have, 700 credit scores because I started them off. With credit. And you cannot apply for credit until you turn 18, but I made them authorized users on my credit cards when they were 14, 15, 16, and 17. So then they had years and years and years of good credit on their credit by the time they turned 18. So we were able to get them in position so they can buy real estate next year while they are at Howard University, and we can save money that way as well because we're going to completely eliminate the $16,000 a year housing expense, and we're going to start collecting cash flow, monthly cash flow, because they're going to rent out two or three of the bedrooms in the property that we're going to buy them, and they're going to be able to do all that in their own name with the Kitty Condo program. So these are the things that you want to start to think about and strategize on as you think about how to take it to the next level. And this is what I mean by real life mastering Monopoly and mastering the money game. Number five, consider applying for a secured credit card or loan in order to reestablish damaged credit or build new credit. So if you have no credit at all, And they say, you know, if you're debt-free, if your goal is to be debt-free, then you don't need any credit. Everybody needs at least one credit card. Let me tell you something. I don't know where these people are getting these all-or-nothing kinds of mentalities that confuse people. But I'm going to tell you, everybody needs at least a credit card if you want to rent a car. If you try to rent a car with a debit card, you got to go through too much drama. And if you don't have any kind of card at all, I don't even know if it's possible. The only other way to rent a car without a credit card and to avoid the hassle of having a debit card is to get an American Express. And in order to get American Express, you have to have good credit. So there goes that process. The whole idea with credit is to have it and not need it. You'd much rather be in a position where you have credit and not need it than to need it and not have it. So discipline is key here. If you are married or plan to be married, try to avoid getting joint accounts for miscellaneous credit cards. The smallest bills are often the ones we forget to pay. In addition, in a time of financial crisis, it's good to have at least one person's credit completely open and available. So again, if you're married, you don't have to put all the bills in both people's names. As a matter of fact, I expect people to be strategic about this and go to the next level and not put everything in one person's name, so that you can expand your empire that much quicker. Number 7, if you buy something on credit today, think about how you're going to feel if you are still paying for it 6 months later. This is what stopped me from getting department store cards and using them. I had a Marshall Fields card back in the day. I charged the newest Coach purse. I loved it that day. 6 months later, when I was still paying for the Joker, I didn't even like the purse anymore. So irritating. It was just so irritating. So I stopped doing that. Number 8, get a bank card, a Visa, MasterCard in your name and keep a savings or a checking account in your name. Okay, so that's a good idea as well. I still know a lot of people who have no credit at all. They don't have a bank account. As a matter of fact, one lady that I had to hire for some services just a few months ago, there was no way for me to pay her electronically. I was like, listen, if you want to get paid, you need to figure out how to get a check from me because I'm not putting cash. There's no way for me to pay you. So I had her go to, and she couldn't get a bank account because I guess she had messed it up. But I had her go to this specific bank who I love, a nationally known bank, but they feel like a small neighborhood bank. And she was able to get an account and, of course, get Zelle. And this same bank also offers, they offer secured credit cards. So if you're going to get a secured card, try to get one from a reputable bank. So when that bank when that card shows up on your credit report, it doesn't look like sidewalk credit, okay? Because one of the things that impacts your credit score, it's not simply whether or not you pay on time, but it's the kind of credit. So real estate credit is good. Bank loans are good. They show that you have a high level of credibility. And certain bank Visa and MasterCards are good. Some of those department store cards will hurt you. So that's really important. Number 9, get rid of your department store credit cards. You don't need them. So I probably will never get an endorsement from any of them. That's fine. I'm good. I remember being on the set of Steve Harvey one day, and it was a particularly long day. I had a change of clothing because I had to do multiple segments for different shows in one day. And my stylist, Jason Griffin, did a great job of selecting my clothing. However, I just didn't want to wear what was there. So my husband was with me that day. I took a break. I left. I went to Macy's, and I found 5 designer dresses for, I don't know, it was under $300. It was somewhere around $270. And when I tell you they were nice, like they were really nice, they were so nice that when the Indian lady who was the cashier came up to check me out, she commented on how nice the items were. And then she looked at me. She said, I know you. I said, Steve Harvey Show. She's like, oh, my God, yes, I listen. I watch you every week and so on and so forth. Now, what if I had been in there buying $3,000 worth of dresses, telling people that they're supposed to live below their means? Now, that's below my means, but it's silly. There's no need for me to buy $3,000 dresses that I can only wear one time. It's just not going to happen. My dress is going to be $49.99, $75, $99 at the absolute most. If I buy a $99 dress, it has to be one of the highest end dresses that I found in a discount situation. Or if I'm going to wear a dress that's significantly priced, then someone else is going to buy it for me. So I tell people who do not like the clothing that I wear that they should buy me the clothing that they want me to wear. And that's what you should tell people, too. I don't care what people think. I'm not living for other people. But get rid of your department store cards. And when they ask you, do you want to apply for a card to get a discount on what you're purchasing, tell them no. You're going to pay more in interest than that discount. Number 10, minimize the usage of your cash station cards. They represent an endless supply of money that may not be available for reckless spending. Everybody I know who is living check to 2 o'clock uses their debit card, and they just swipe it and swipe it and swipe it. And I say live by the 10, 10, 30, 50. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. 30% is cash in your pocket to avoid going to the grocery store for toothpaste and walking out with $289 worth of stuff you don't need. That happens when you have a debit card or a check. However, if you only have cash in your pocket, you are forced to be disciplined because you're probably not going to spend cash the same way that you would just charge up your debit card. Number 11, if you get in a financial crisis, let your creditor know immediately. I used to tell my home buyers, if you cannot make your mortgage payment, call me the minute you know. Because if you wait until after the payment is late, I can't help you. But if you call me before it's late, I can help you possibly refinance. You can skip one or two, maybe even three payments, get some relief, get back on your feet. But once you miss the payment, it's done. Respect your credit and your credit will respect you. That's number 12. Respect your credit and your credit will respect you. I keep going back to the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. Treat your creditors as you would have your debtors treat you. Respect your credit and your credit will respect you. These are the things that I want you to think about when you are thinking about your credit. Number 13, pay yourself first, okay? Pay yourself first. Start a savings plan. A savings account will increase your discipline factor and keep you from using unnecessary credit in all crisis situations. So pay yourself first, start a savings plan, and it will increase your discipline factor. We have to take a break. This is the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Leave a legacy for your loved ones. Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Hey, everybody out there on social media, you can follow me at Lynn Millionaire. And go to LynnMillionaire.com to get everything that you need to connect with members of Lynn's List, to connect with Ingrid if you're starting a business and trying to get your finances to be in order, or Attorney Deidre Stokes for bankruptcy, or Attorney Serena Williams to start up your business and get your legal paperwork in order, Monica Poland for real estate, Tania Simmons for insurance, Cecilia Marlowe for mortgages, Janaea Kennedy in Atlanta for real estate. So I'm just asking you to go there and get access to a wealth of resources at LynnRichardson.com. If you go to connect with Lynn, you can ask me a question and get a reply the same day. So I wanted to say that because we're creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, one family at a time. And the only way we're going to get there is if we master the game. So we're talking about the real deal about credit and the things that we need to do to get ourselves to the next level. I want to just finish up on number 13, paying yourself first, Again, I live by the 10, 10, 30, 50. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save, 30% cash in your pocket. The remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. I talk about that in my book, Living Check to Monday, The Real Deal About Money, Credit, and Financial Security. Great book, great read, laugh out loud, funny. It will change your entire life. And when I wrote the book, I remember writing the first, I was literally sitting there out of my mind because I just didn't know what to do. I was so broke, and it was so embarrassing because I was making way too much money to be broke. And I said, money is the root of all evil. And I was like, wait, no, it's the lack of money that's the root of all evil. You know, I kind of took a play on that. But then the other part of it that I said, you know, I'm living check to check, and I felt like, no, I'm not making it to the next payday. It was more like check to Monday. And so that's where the title came from. And there's a great chapter on credit in there that really will take your life to the next level. Number 14, teach your children and grandchildren to be financially responsible. Parents with bad credit typically have children who grow up and repeat the same cycles. Parents with good credit usually have the same effect. I am not going to allow my children to repeat the cycles that I have experienced. Let me repeat. I will not allow my children to do so. I am intricately involved in their lives and in their finances to make sure that they're making the right moves and doing the right things. So much so that my youngest daughter was thinking about flying to Chicago. She's a freshman at Howard to see her older sister perform in the game. The Chicago Football Classic is taking place in a couple of weeks, and my middle child, Taylor, is on the cheerleading team. God is good. So everybody's going to see her. I can't because I'll be out of town, and then I'll be back in Chicago for Grandma B's memorial service. But she decided that if she had to pay for the ticket herself, she set a limit. And when I told her that the ticket was twice as much, she said, no, thank you. And so it's those kind of things that I want you to teach your children. I remember getting a pair of burgundy Timberlands, and she wanted to wear my shoes. And I'm thinking, go buy your own. You have money. I pay you to work in my business. She would not use her own money to buy those Timberlands. She just waited around like a little sneaky little bunny to put her feet in mine. But the point is, she will think before she spends, and that's something that has to be taught. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable, and we're talking about the real deal about credit. Number 15, if you have filed or will file bankruptcy, remember, this is your chance to prove yourself to yourself. This is your chance to be new again, to wipe the slate clean, to apologize to yourself, ask yourself and God for forgiveness if that's what you feel like you need to do, and start all over. No shame, no blame. Just do what you have to do and go to the next level. You can own a home within a year or two. Don't let people tell you it's going to take 20 years. Don't let people tell you you can't get a job. Don't let people tell you any of these things. People who file bankruptcy are better off than people who just keep bad credit forever with outstanding collections and judgments and garnishments and medical bills that they cannot repay. So I want you to be in a position of power. Why do we reap? What do we reap when we sow the seed of irresponsibility, overspending, and lack of discipline? Lawsuits, headaches, stress, distrust, low self-esteem, marital problems, relationship problems, judgments. But the benefits of good credit are endless. The benefits of good credit are endless. Peace of mind, good insurance rates, healthy relationships, self-confidence, all of the things that you need to get to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, and I will talk to you next time. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Bye-bye.